you remember the story of Bella's big girl's bed? Do you remember Christine who told you the story? There are so many children like the story. Christina is back with a new one. And it's called Bella Gets Dressed. Christina cannot wait to tell you the story, so I'm going to get into bed, puff up the pillows, turn off the light, and listen with you to Bella Gets Dressed.
Bella Gets Dressed by Christina Lucia Pisa. A crisp breeze drifted in the window and woke Bella up from a deep sleep. She noticed that the snap on her sleeve of her nightgown had come undone. She tried to do it back up again, but no matter how hard she tried, she could not snap the snap. Bella was frustrated. After breakfast, Bella dashed back to her room to get dressed. She and her parents were going to meet Aunt Sue at the park. She loved her Aunt Sue. Luckily, the dress she chose to wear had no snaps. Downstairs in the mudroom, her problem arose again. There were snaps and zippers on her coat, and even worse, there were shoelaces on her boots. Bella could not fasten or zip her jacket, and she did not know how to tie her shoes yet. Bella's mom was happy to help her, but Bella wanted to do it all herself. She felt like a baby. When they got to the park, Bella ran to her aunt and gave her a big hug. "Let's go play on the swings, Aunt Sue," Bella cheered. Bella giggled as her Aunt Sue pushed her higher and higher on the swing. Swinging was fun. When Bella got off the swing, though, she saw that her shoelace had come undone, and she began to cry. Aunt Sue knelt down to tie her shoe. "What's the matter?" she asked gently. "I can't do anything for myself," Bella wailed. "I can't snap or zip my jacket, and I can't tie my boots. I always need help." Aunt Sue smiled and walked Bella over to a park bench. Learning how to snap and zip clothes is hard, and tying shoes is tricky. We all need help sometimes, and it is a sign of strength to allow others to do things for us. "I still have to ask someone to help me fasten my necklace," Aunt Sue added. Bella sniffed. "You do?" "Yes." Bella hugged her aunt. She was feeling better. The next day, Aunt Sue came to visit. "I thought this might help you," she said, as she held out a box that was tied with a pink ribbon. Bella gratefully took the box and pulled the ribbon. Inside the box was a stuffed elephant wearing a green dress. There was a yellow dress in the box, too. "Each dress has snaps and zippers," Aunt Sue said. "You can change the elephant's dresses and practice snapping and zipping whenever you want." Bella gave Aunt Sue a hug and said, "Thank you, Aunt Sue. I think I will call her Linda Marie." Bella spent weeks trying to dress Linda Marie. She was determined to figure out those snaps and zippers. One day, Bella heard the click of the snap on her doll's dress. Feeling confident, she grasped the zipper and gave it a try. This time it zipped right up. Bella proudly showed her mom her doll. "Can I try snapping and zipping my own jacket?" she asked. Although it took one or two tries, Bella snapped and zipped her jacket all by herself. She beamed with pride, but then looked sadly at her feet. "What is the matter, Bella? You snapped and zipped your jacket so well," said her mom. "I still can't tie my shoes," Bella said sadly. "You will, Bella. You can do anything you put your mind to." Bella immediately felt better. The next day, as Bella was playing in the family room, her dad walked in with a small pair of shoes. Bella was intrigued. "What are those?" she asked. These shoes are for Linda Marie, so you can practice tying her shoes, he replied. Can you show me how? Bella asked. He sat down on the floor beside Bella, put the first shoe on the doll, and tied the laces. Then he gently guided her hands through each step. If you continue to practice, you will be a pro in no time, her dad stated encouragingly. Remember, you are never too old to ask for help. Bella continued to practice dressing Linda Marie Elephant every day, and she kept trying to tie her doll's shoes. Learning to tie shoes was very tricky, but Bella was determined. One day, Briella Giraffe came over for a playdate. The girls did some coloring, and then Bella suggested they play with her new doll. Briella looked sad when Bella held up one of the doll's dresses. What's the matter, Briella? Bella asked. I don't know how to snap snaps or zip zippers. I have clothes like this for my doll, and I can't dress her. Briella started to cry. Bella smiled and said, My Aunt Sue bought these doll clothes for me so that I could practice snaps and zippers every day. Now I can dress my doll and myself. Daddy gave me these doll shoes too. I am still learning to tie shoes, but I promised that I will try. Briella smiled and watched Bella dress her doll. Then she took a turn dressing the doll. Bella helped her whenever she struggled with a snap or zipper. Briella agreed she would keep trying too. Back at home, Bella kept practicing her shoe tying skills. Although it was hard and she felt frustrated, her parents reminded her to be patient. Don't be afraid to ask for help, her dad reminded. One day, Bella tied one of Linda Marie's shoes. Still unsure, she began to tie the second shoe. She did it! Bella cheered. Mommy, Mommy, look what I did! Bella's mom ran into the room. Seeing the doll's tied shoes, she hugged her daughter. I am so proud of you, she whispered to Bella. Later, when she was getting ready for her playdate at Annie's house, Bella snapped and zipped her jacket and tied both her shoes. At Annie's house, Bella, Annie, and Briella played on the swing set. When Bella's shoe came undone, she tied her shoe all by herself. When Briella got cold, she zipped her jacket all on her own too. That evening, Bella lay tucked in her bed with her elephant Lovey. As Bella said her blessings and drifted off to sleep, she smiled at the thought of achieving more goals in the adventures that will come.
Now, that was another super duper duper story, wasn't it? And there are more stories and interesting things on Christina's website. Her address is in the show notes. Have a look with your mummy. You might win something.